Oh no. His shadow fell over her table. She stifled a groan and glanced out the corner of her eye, finally getting a look at him. He was exactly as she'd imagined, soft and pasty and desperate. Clothes too flashy for a place like this. His jacket decorated with swirling holograms, spinning patterns meant to hypnotize, but they just gave Corey motion sickness. He was grinning maniacally.
"What about you, baby?" he said. "Wanna take a trip upstairs? Straight to heaven?"
She twisted around in her chair and let him see her face. Corey didn't think it was possible for his doughy face to get any paler, but it did. Eyes widening, grin fading. Apparently, the combination of intoxicants coursing through his system was enough to keep the brutal melding of flesh and metal that was her face from putting him off his randy troll of the casino bar.
"Holy shit! What the fuck happened to you?"
he blurted.
"Did you stick your fucking head in an auto harvester?"
She regarded him in silence, closing her biological eye and wishing she could close the cybernetic one as well. Instead, it was staring at the idiot with crimson scorn, as if the cybernetics replacing the left half of her skull down to her cheekbone had even less patience than the human woman beneath it.
"How far down does that metal go anyway?"
he leered, tugging at the collar of her jacket. By way of answer, she caught his wrist in an unyielding steel grip and squeezed. "Leave." He snatched his hand away and went for his gun. Metal fingers wrapped around his neck. The man's feet dangled. He kicked and scraped his boot soles against the floor, fighting for purchase, but not finding it. And Corey wondered if she should choke him slowly or be merciful and snap his neck. She was still debating when the barrel of a gun pressed against her temple.
"Put the stupid little asshole down, please."
"Since you said please." She opened her hand, and he stumbled backward, falling onto his ass, wheezing and clutching at his throat.